I'm glad everyone could make it to this important meeting today. As you know, this hasn't been a great year for us here at Galactic Pictures. Several of our tentpole films have underperformed at the box office, and our outlook for the next year is looking bleak.
That's right. You see, this past year, Gecko Man 4 came out and it brought in a profit, but it was much lower than what we made off the first three films. And we tried hard this year to get that kids demographic with Mr. Squiggly's Seashore, but it flopped. Hard. $40 million loss.
What we're looking for here, folks, is an event film that we can hang our hopes on for next year. You see, Gecko Man 5 won't be ready until 2016. We need something for now.
Does anybody have any ideas?
What if we put a Gecko Man spinoff movie together about his sidekick, Tadpole?
Come on, Mike. Tadpole movie would flop harder than Squiggly. Ain't that right, Jim?
Correct, Roger.
Focus groups from the 18 to 24 demographic show that they all think that he's lame. They say, and I quote, that Tadpole is about as cool as Barney the Dinosaur at a soup kitchen. That Tadpole, in his own movie, would only barely be preferable to full-blown AIDS. That Tadpole is a giant fucking pussy.
Well, there you have it. No Tadpole. How about something like that Chief movie that CS9 Productions put out? Made them a boatload of cash.
Are you seriously suggesting that we completely and shamelessly rip off that film?
Oh, it wouldn't be the first time. Is that a problem, Jim?
Oh, no. I think it's brilliant. But we need a character. One as enigmatic and charismatic as the Chief.
Yeah, sure. How about we take a guy named Paco living in Mexico City? By day, he runs a meager taco stand, but by night, he's running drugs past the federales to fund his daughter's college education.
Is that all, Roger?
Oh, I've got another idea, too. Let's call him Chief Wamaco. He's going off the reservation as a vigilante to take down everyone responsible for stealing the land of his ancestors.
Okay, Roger, this is absurd. It'd be cheap to make a story that amounts to nothing more than a thinly veiled stereotype. We need to be more like that Chief movie.
Okay, picture this. They've got a chief, and we've got a chef.
Chef?
It'd be like, you don't mess with the chef.
People like the Chief because he's practically an action hero. Do people want to watch a meal be prepared for 2 hours?
Oh, of course not. This guy was a chef, but his restaurant was burned down, you see, by a pack of ninja gangsters. So he's out, you know, for revenge. I got some great lines already, like, ain't too many folks like me. I'm the chef. I'm a rare breed. Medium rare.
Mike, please, do me a favor. Get the fuck out of here.